ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام كل معاجل يسأل الإنذار وكل مؤجل يتعلل بالتسويف.
Imam Ali said, "He whom death overtakes early seeks time, while he whose death is deferred puts forth excuses for the postponement of doing good actions." Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed Imam, the living miracle of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, we find that the words of wisdom that Imam Ali alayhi salam gave to the world and gifted to the world is such that it is applicable to each and every person upon this earth. And what is even more beautiful about this idea of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the fact that this persona and this character and this personality is not limited by time. So what I'm trying to say is that despite the passing of well over 1,000 years, we find that the universal persona of Imam Ali is truly applicable to our time. One of the interesting and beautiful things that we learn from this universal persona of Imam Ali is this idea that generosity has its roots in man's dignity. So, of course, when a person is dignified, when a person has self-respect, and when an individual realizes the self-respect and the dignity of others, they become generous. Now, sometimes it might happen that we are generous with people, but then we go and, you know, we brag about it to them, or we try to make them feel like we did a favor upon them. Now, what is interesting is that holding a person under obligation for one's generosity is contrary to a human being's greatness. And of course, this is the statement from His Eminence Imam Ali alayhi salam. If you are generous with an individual, if you give charity or if you give sadaqah, charity, alms tax, zakat, the Islamic tax, or you help somebody in need, any kind of form of generosity, stems from a human being's dignity. And of course, to hold another individual under obligation because of your generosity is a very bad virtue. It is an evil virtue, and it is something that is contrary to the appropriate and correct behaviors and morals that the beautiful religion of Islam has taught us. Again, a beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-aman yawma la yanfa'u malun wala banun illa man ata Allah biqalbin salim.
O Allah, I ask you for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil.
وَأَسْأَلُكَ الْأَمَانَ يَوْمَ يَعُضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ.
And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger."
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
So we have Ali ibn Abi Talib, man indahu ilm al-kitab. On that level, just second person in the universe after Rasulullah. And so the person who kills him, Rasulullah in the khutbah that I presented yesterday, describes Ibn Muljim as Ashqul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. Ali had the Ilmul Awwaleen wal Akhireen. And the person who killed Ali was the most wretched of all the ummas who came before and who came later on. Shaqawat, this is opposite of Sa'adat. Sa'adat means to be fortunate, to be blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaqawat is the opposite of that. And the reason why Ibn Muljim was such, because he had a heart which was filled with the hatred of Ali ibn Abi Talib. And Rasulullah had said that, O Ali, nobody will love you but a mu'min and nobody will hate you but a munafiq. Yet Ali was even just, more than just, kind with his own, you know, killer. We talked about it yesterday also, the night before also. A person who has been struck right there is going through the pain, trying to hold the blood from coming out. You know, Hassan al-Mushtaba is carrying has placed the head of the father on his lap. And at that time, Ibn Muljim comes. Any normal human being, the reaction would be to express hatred towards that person. But what does this Imam of Adl do? No, not the Imam of Adl. He is the Imam of Rahmah. He is the Imam of Ra'fa. He is the kind and merciful Imam. Says to his son Hassan that, look at him. Look at his face. Look at his eyes. You can see fear. Because of course everybody was cursing him. People were trying to beat him at that time. And he says, oh my son, I advise you to treat him also. He is your prisoner now. He is your asir. Treat him with kindness. Especially make sure that you do not forget his meals and his food.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.